Live from Greenville, South Carolina, this is Bruce Dumont with our weekly Beyond the Beltway analysis of national politics, featuring occasional injections of rumor and innuendo, all offered up by political insiders, pundits, power brokers, public servants, and most importantly, plain-speaking Americans from coast to coast. Tonight's program coming to you from the studios of News Talk WORD in Greenville, South Carolina. Our telephone lines are open for the next 2 hours at 1-800-723-8289. 1-800-723-8289. If you'd like to email us a comment, our email address is btbtalk@aol.com. BTB as in Beyond the Beltway Talk at AOL.com. And at the beginning of tonight's program, we welcome, and boy, I'm real happy to say this, we welcome listeners to KVI in Seattle. They've been with us for a long, long time, but starting tonight, they are back live. So we are live up and down the Pacific coast of the United States. And again, it's great to have listeners of KVI, one of our best affiliates and longest serving affiliates, joining us live tonight. 1-800-723-8289. We come to the South to take America's political pulse tonight. And joining us, our voices from beyond the Beltway, Russ Castle, a 23-year veteran of upstate South Carolina. And Russ, it's indeed a pleasure to have you with us on Beyond the
Beltway
tonight.
Welcome to the sunny South. Beautiful day here, about 82 degrees.
It was incredible. I had a drive over from the University of Georgia in Athens, about an hour and 25 minutes away, and a beautiful leisurely drive, and it was a great day in the South today. A graduate of Clemson University, married for 19 years, a father of three daughters, and again, great to have you with us tonight.
Thank you.
Perry Eicher is here. He is director of the Department of Community Service and the former director of the Greenville County Detention Center. In 1996, he was selected as Jail Administrator of the Year. He is a conservative Republican. He is even more conservative than any possible conservative you can think of. He is a graduate of Michigan State University, and he is married and father of five, and a legend in South Carolina in the law enforcement area. And Perry, nice to have you with us tonight.
I'm glad to be here.
Doug Dent also joins us. He is a Democrat. He's an attorney active in the state Democratic Party. He served as the field organizer for Governor Ernest Holling's U.S. Senate campaign in 1996, and he's coordinated the press and media for a number of other prominent South Carolina Democrats. He's a graduate of the University of South Carolina. And married, divorced, he has two children, and he's involved in the education of handicapped children. And Doug, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
We have a lot of very hot stories. For the last several weeks on this program, there have been complaints from people around the country that the leadership of the Republican Party has been too silent in criticizing the President of the United States. Last week, the lid began to come off. And certainly the comments of a few days ago of Tom DeLay from Texas, I think it's Katie by the door now. I mean, the genie is out of the bottle. He attacked the President of the United States, portraying the President as an aging hippie who betrayed the United States during the Vietnam War and is doing so again. And then he went on to say, and this is a quote, "He's a flower child with gray hairs doing exactly what he did back in the 60s. He is apologizing for the actions of the United States. Wherever he went, it just offends me that the President of the United States is directly or indirectly attacking his own country in a foreign land. It just amazes me." End of quote. Mike McCurry at the White House offered his comment in response to the comments of Representative DeLay. He said that he was trying to please the party's right wing, and he said, quote, "It has more to do with the whacked-out policies of the Republican Party than it does with anything involving sanity." End of quote. The gloves are off. Russ, are you happy that the gloves are off?
Yeah, it's about time. Matter of fact, it's way past due. The local response to this, Bruce, has been, where are the Republicans? You know, they're going up there every day. The Democrats, we hear them attack Ken Starr. You know, Ken Starr's the bad guy. He's wasting all this money. Where are the Republicans? And today, I think you're right. I think the gloves are off. It's interesting. Bill Moyers was on Meet the Press this morning along with a roundtable discussion of especially some folks on the Judiciary Committee in the House. And I thought Moyers put it, and Moyers, certainly no conservative, put it very well. He said, when I come to Washington now, he said, I feel like I'm going to a porno movie. All we hear is this is his private life, it's no one else's business. He said, I feel like when I come to Washington, it's like a porno movie. And that just struck me, and I said, that really says it all. You know, we see these polls that people say they approve it, they don't believe he's got good character. You know, they think he's lower than a snake, but yeah, they still approve his job approval rating. I think that says it all.
Perry, Perry, why has it taken so long, in your view, for the Republican leadership at the national level to respond?
I don't think they've really paid attention to what got them elected in the first place to get there. I think they've just abandoned the Republican agenda and are so intent on staying in power that they don't want to take any hard issues on. Number one, why is the president, when we have a lack of national policy right now, off gallivanting around the world?
Doug, why do you think the president's popularity remains high?
Because I think people are more interested in what he's doing as president. There was on CNN this morning, there was a show where there was a report about the Republican National Pollster, who provides polling data for all the national Republicans. And the polls up to this point had said, leave the president alone, he's doing a good job, he's doing a good job. Well, then they recently have found some polling data that shows that the president may be unpopular if you attack him, so they're saying attack the president now. It's more about politics than it is about government.
Does it make it easy for you, as someone who is trying to organize people in South Carolina to the Democratic Party, does it make your job easier or more difficult when the president on foreign soil suggests that the United States should apologize for slavery?
Well, I don't think that that's going to be a big issue. I think that people are actually coming back to the Democratic Party because they're tired of this politics of division, and they're tired of the politics of fear. They're tired of the politics of the radical right, and they want something that's more in the middle of the road, something that they can feel comfortable with. And I think we're finding in the Democratic Party right now that people are calling and volunteering every day.
Is it radical, in your view, to attack the president at this particular time?
Absolutely not.
Like Tom DeLay, though. I mean, is Tom DeLay...
Absolutely
is
not.
Is he trying to rehash the 1992 and 96 campaigns when he talks about the president's, you know, war record? Isn't that... Haven't the American people voted on that twice already, Russ?
Maybe so, but still, of course he's right. Listen, there's a difference here between right and wrong. I don't know who these pollsters are asking. The main thing that I get back from the local audience is nobody's ever polled me. You know, our local polls that we do here, we're talking 85, 86, 87, 89% say that the guy should be impeached. He's not fit to be president anymore. What does it take, for goodness sakes?
Doug?
What does it take?
Well, I think that's crazy. I think to impeach a man because of all these allegations, I mean, this is all about money. These women are trying to get money.
Doug, you're a lawyer. Is obstruction of justice not a crime anymore?
It is not a crime, no, sir, and I can tell you this.
What about all the information that he withheld on Kathleen Willey? They said they didn't have the information. Then they try to pull this.
This is a civil suit, Russ. This is a civil suit.
No, it's
not. In over 100 years, nobody in this country has been prosecuted for civil perjury.
That's not true.
That is true. It's absolutely true.
No, it's not.
And in fact, we haven't got any perjury. Perjury is one of the hardest crimes in the country, in the world, to prosecute. Because if you have an automobile wreck and five people view that automobile wreck, you're going to get five different versions of the facts. That doesn't mean they perjure themselves.
Are you worried, as a political operative, are you worried that although the president may be winning the war of popular opinion at this moment, that he may be losing the war legally? I want to get your reaction to it. We do have to pause. You're an attorney. I want you to think about that. 1-800-723-8289 is the telephone number. 1-800-723-8289. I'm Bruce Dumont, taking America's political pulse tonight from Greenville, South Carolina.
Behringer Hotline for Social Correctness.
I'm at a benefit talking to someone I'm supposed to know, but I don't.
Any distinguishing features?
Purple hair and a tattoo.
Offer this person a glass of Behringer White Zinfandel and say, I'm sorry, I've forgotten your name.
Behringer White Zinfandel, the perfectly balanced wine that's right for every occasion.
Well, who is it?
My daughter's fiancé. He felt the need to unleash his inner self.
I suggest another Behringer White Zinfandel for you.
Behringer White Zinfandel. Advancing civilization, one bottle at a time. Behringer Vineyard, St. Helena, California.
The last time I called a plumber was terrific. I especially liked the way he burped his name or how he talked like a sailor around my children. Yeah, I'll never get enough of my 8-year-old saying,
Mommy, where's my wrench?
Yeah, good people.
Let's be honest, you probably don't look forward to calling a plumber. Mr. Reuter will change that. We're professional plumbers trained to fix your problems quickly, not cause bigger ones. Mr. Reuter, making plumbing better.
Duty, I, Randall Foster, do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies. Duty.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same.
Duty. No one understands the word better than our nation's enlisted military personnel, both active and retired. Past and present soldiers have committed their very lives, souls, and posterity to the life's blood of this great nation. They vowed to defend, no matter what the cost. Let's not forget our duty to these men and women whose service has given us the freedom we enjoy today. For enlisted veterans or currently enlisted members of the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, or Reserves, TRIA has valuable information about protecting your benefits. Or if you want to support our nation's veterans and their families, contact the Retired Enlisted Association at 1-800-338-9337.
Excuse me. Yes, you. Me and my friends, we just noticed that you looking at us. Did we do something wrong? No? I mean, did we offend you in any way? No? Were we violent, selling drugs, knocking over old ladies in the park? I know we're hanging out a bunch of teenagers together. That must mean trouble, right? Man, don't be so quick to judge us.
We teenagers are tired of being looked at like criminals. So now's our chance to prove everybody wrong by doing something right. Get involved in crime prevention and make your community safer and better for everyone. Tutor, mentor, volunteer. Call 1-800-722-TEENS to find out how. Get involved. Get the number and call. 1-800-722-TEENS.
There's more to us than what you see.
A public service message from this station, the Crime Prevention Coalition of America, the U.S. Department of Justice, and the Ad Council.
From the Stinkin' Rose in Los Angeles to Saskatoon in Greenville, South Carolina, you're listening to Beyond the Beltway. 1-800-723-8289 is the telephone number. Doug, before the break, you are an attorney, and you're also a political operative. The president may be winning the battle,